Well, are we moving more slowly than needs be to easing COVID-19 restrictions? Could there be a greater relaxation in the next phase of reopening the economy and our society, as some business and tourism interests are asking, and as we've been hearing earlier in this programme? Well, this morning, the Cabinet, as we know, will meet to decide on easing travel, social and shopping restrictions based on a recommendation from the National Public Health Emergency Team. Ministers are expected to sanction phase two of the government roadmap, with some further measures such as reopening some large shops being brought forward in all likelihood. Well, Paul Moyna is Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University. He joins us on the line now. A very good morning to you, Paul. We wanted to talk to you really to get a sense of where we are in relation to our understanding of this virus and our progress in suppressing it, particularly in the context of many voices saying, really, asking the question, are we moving more slowly than we could be? Are we a bit slow or about right, do you think, in terms of reopening the economy and our society and our social interaction?
So first of all, we're doing really well in terms of suppressing the virus. In terms of pace of exiting lockdown, I would say we're probably on the slow side and like ultra cautious side. So certainly if I look in terms of lockdown and what lockdown has achieved, it appears as though lockdown has achieved quite a lot. But I think quite a lot of the effectiveness was due to the restrictions that were put in place before the lockdown of 28th of March. So at that time, I certainly think lockdown was the right thing to do because cases were getting out of control, the viral transmission was getting out of control, ICUs were building up, and we didn't really have a choice. And we didn't really have much data to go on, apart from looking at dreadful scenes in Italy. But now we're in the lucky position, we can look back and we look at the data and begin to look to see at what restrictions actually worked. And certainly when I look at the data, there isn't a very strong evidence base to suggest that the full lockdown that was effective from the 28th of March had a major effect. Most of the benefit seemed to have come from the restrictions in place beforehand. So certainly, I think we have probably some scope in terms of speeding up the exit from lockdown and move to a more, I guess, targeted, informed and smarter approach as we exit that lockdown phase.
And what about our understanding of the way the virus is transmitted, and particularly, and there is data, I think, to support this released by NPHET in the course of its briefings, the concentration of clusters in particular locations in, we know what happened in nursing homes, for example, but also in particular workplaces.
Yeah, so as you say, we're learning more and more about the virus, and especially in terms of how the virus is transmitted. So in the last number of weeks, like three independent approaches have shown that basically the transmission of this virus is not even across all infected individuals. So most individuals, even though they're infected, don't transmit it on. And in fact, we're looking at situations where maybe 80% of the transmission is done by maybe 10% of the infected individuals, and that leads to this clustering type effect. Mm-hmm. So we tend to see that in situations, close contact, inside, poorly ventilated areas. That's typically where most of this transmission takes place. So we end up with clusters like in nursing homes, care homes, meat factories, hospitals. But I think we need to take that information now into account and let that inform policy. So in terms of moving out of lockdown, because of this clustering type effect, we can be more targeted and smarter in terms of how we move out of lockdown. And that really involves testing and tracing and being able to identify these clusters, identify them really, really early and do the contact tracing.
And who are
so
those?
That's something we really need to focus on.
Who are those 10%, I suppose? And what about some specifics? The 14-day travel requirement here, that people coming into the country or coming back to the country would self-isolate for 14 days. Is that necessary?
Yeah, so ideally it is, because it obviously curtails the additional seeding within the country again. But again, we have to look at all these situations and evaluate the level of risk and then see if we can mitigate that risk. So certainly I heard the minister this morning in terms of indicating that maybe there will be some plans and partnerships with countries that have equally suppressed the viral transmission. So I think that's something positive. So again, it's looking at the risk, identifying the risk and figuring out how we can mitigate that risk as much as possible.
We expect the travel restriction for non-essential travel from home to go to 20 kilometres from Monday onto this next phase. But could the move towards travelling outside your region, could that happen sooner than as is currently planned in July?
Yeah, I'm not so sure in terms of, you know, the difference between 5, 20 kilometres. It's more important in terms of when you get to your destination, you know, the type of activity you're involved in. So in terms of, you know, moving beyond the distance of 5 to 20, I don't think that's very important, but I do think it's very important in terms of what activity you engage in when you get to your destination. So I'd focus more on that and in terms of doing the risk analysis around that, because we know now in terms of that it's transmitted at really close quarters, more inside than outside. So with that in mind, I would make sure that allows us to determine policy.
So really, if I hear you correctly, what you're saying, the emphasis really should be, and maybe increasingly will be, on individual behaviour, individual responsibility.
Individual behaviour is really, really important, both in terms of social distancing, but also even in terms of testing. Like, it's really, really important in terms of when people have symptoms that, again, they look for a test immediately. And it's really important then that nationally we have a testing and tracing system that works very effectively. So there's responsibilities at various levels, from individual society level, but right down in terms of at state level, in terms of putting in place those structures to make sure that we can exit lockdown in a safe manner. And if those structures are in place, I think we can safely exit and more quickly than we're doing currently.
Paul, once again, we appreciate as ever your time. Thanks for talking to us. That was Paul Moynagh from Maynooth University.